Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. No shortage of topics today, Paul. However, one that affects a lot of families and a lot of listening families right now is health officials announcing a rollout of updated COVID-19 shots, hospitalizations, and cases. Kind of where do we stand now that kids have been in school for a few weeks? And we welcome Dr. Kevin Wong. Back to KDK. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So as a family physician, you're on the front lines of all of this with moms and dads and kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every day we're seeing it. I'm seeing it in the nursing homes come up in the past few weeks. And unfortunately, as you guys have been talking about, with all the allergic type symptoms and just in the allergy symptoms in general, people can't even tell when they might be having it, because the symptoms for most people are so mild, and then they are spreading it because they don't realize it. So that's the scarier part.
Dr. Wong, what kind of advice are you sharing with, for example, parents with questions about the COVID vaccine updates?
Well, I think the general recommendation, which most people will think is reasonable, is, first of all, over 65, everybody should consider it, because those people are greatest risk. Below 65, if you have medical conditions that put you at greater risk, then that's a consideration. Because as we have seen the reality, most people under 65 who are generally healthy really don't have much in the way of symptoms when they're getting it. And that's the problem because, again, remember, this is just a cold that somehow some people overreacted to and then you had deadly consequences. But as you've been exposed to this bug and similar bugs, you get resistance to it, so your body does not overreact to it, as opposed to flu, which can truly kill you if you have not had the flu.
That said, let's talk about the flu. This year, when are the recommended weeks to get the maximum coverage when it comes to the traditional flu shots?
The traditional annual flu shot is annually decided, but does not mean it lasts a year. Most specialists will acknowledge that really doesn't last a heck of a lot more than 6 months. So my recommendation to my patients in general, unless we have an early flu season, is try to aim for about 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, because that's when you're going to need the first peak, whether you're traveling out of the area or not. People are traveling into this area, and they bring all their fun germs from outside the area to here. So therefore, it takes 3 weeks for a flu shot to be effective. So flu shot 3 weeks before your anticipated need is the best. And that way, hopefully it'll last into the springtime, because our peak of flu is really springtime. Usually not when we think of January, February, but more like March. And the issue with everybody saying, hey, you know, COVID shots, get them now. If you can get your COVID shot, again, that should be closer to Thanksgiving, really, to protect you for the peak, which would be Thanksgiving and Christmas. And again, people are mingling and bring different germs to the area, because COVID shot only takes a week to 10 days to be effective, as opposed to flu shot taking 3 weeks.
Dr. Wong, is there any difference in your advice to patients about who should get a flu shot or a COVID shot?
I think it is different in the sense that realistically, we've had flu shots out long enough that the standard recommendation is anybody over 6 months for a flu shot. Very simple, very clean and easy. For the COVID shot, a lot of people have feelings either way. If they've had COVID once or twice or three times and they've had a number of shots, a lot are choosing not to get it. But the standard recommendation is 65 and above, especially anybody who's had chronic illness, and 65 below, if you've had chronic illness, they should consider it.
Doc, always appreciate your participation. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Dr. Kevin Wong. So I think what he's saying are the 3 weeks for the traditional flu shot prior to Thanksgiving. So obviously middle of October, or at the end of October, right?
He said something similar the last time we talked with him, and I hadn't thought about it that way before. And so when you brought that up, I thought, you know what? That's right. He wants us to get them later in October than some people. I was thinking, you know, late August, early September. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold off on my flu shot at least until around the 1st of November. Planning on going out to see my family, hopefully, in Seattle on Thanksgiving. We'll see.
Jumping on an airplane.
You know, there's nothing worse, by the way. Then you go somewhere, and then you get sick.
Right.
Right? And that's happened to me once, and it was awful.
That said, there's a lot of misinformation, controversy around vaccines. And for the latest from the CDC, CBS's Michael George.
Federal advisory panel is set to meet today to review recommendations for several childhood vaccines. The panel, once widely respected, has all new members appointed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and many of them share his views on vaccine skepticism. The meeting comes after the recently fired CDC director told senators she was fired for refusing to bow to pressure from RFK Jr. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has the details.
Former CDC Director Susan Menarez says she was fired after refusing HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s request to dismiss career officials and rubber stamp vaccine recommendations.
He just wanted blanket approval.
Okay.
And if I could not commit to approval of each and every one of the recommendations that would be forthcoming, I needed to resign.
She disputed what Kennedy told Congress earlier this month.
I told her that she had to resign because I asked her, are you a trustworthy person? And she said no.
Did you tell the secretary you were untrustworthy?
He told me he could not trust me because I had shared information related to our conversation beyond his staff. I told him, if you cannot trust me, then you can fire me.
Menarez, who had been on the job for just a month, also said Kennedy disparaged the organization.
He said that CDC employees were killing children and they don't care.
Menarez's testimony comes as a key vaccine advisory panel, whose members have been handpicked by Kennedy, is slated to meet to discuss a range of recommendations, including some vaccines for children.
He said that the childhood vaccine schedule would be changing starting in September, and I needed to be on board with it.
Did he ever suggest that the president was, that he was speaking for the president?
He had spoken to the president. He spoke to the president every day about changing the childhood vaccine schedule.
Caitlin Huey Burns, CBS News, Washington.
So basically, that leaves a lot of people just wondering, what should we do?
Well, you know, the thing that stands out to me, Larry, I don't know if you picked up on this as I did, but this doesn't sound scientific at all. It sounds personality-based, politically-based.
Right, they're all
it sounds
arguing.
Like there's stuff going on behind the scenes about who said what to whom, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so there's a huge gray area now for a lot of parents who are,
I agree, yeah,
have a lot of anxiety about, well, what should I do? I guess a good place to start is if you trust your family physician.
Like we just talked to Dr.
Right,
Wong, yeah.
Who's trying to be as rational and scientific as possible when it comes to your health.
You know, I gave I had an interesting little conversation with an optometrist this week, and I asked him for his opinion about getting blue light lenses, because I'm having some computer glasses made. And he told me what he thought, his honest opinion. He said, I didn't need them, and he doesn't recommend them. And why? Isn't that interesting?
It is. Yeah, so for a lot of parents listening right now, a lot more confusion or unclear on the details. So best advice is really have a conversation with your family physician that you love and trust. Well, looking forward to the weekend, and there is a lot going on. And once a month, we check in with Jared Bacher, President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, brought to you by the good folks at Visit Pittsburgh. Jared, good morning.
Larry, good morning. It's good to be with you.
It's hard to believe we're now into our third week in September and already doing it in a big way in the Berg, right?
That's right. It's Jazz Weekend. International Jazz Festival is back again for its 15th year. It's really exciting to see everything that the August Wilson Center and Janice Burley Wilson are putting together yet again for this weekend. It's going to be incredible.
You know, Pittsburgh, for those that don't know, has been a jazz hotbed for many years. Wiley Avenue days in the Hill District and a string of unbelievably talented musicians here. And this is a chance to enjoy the international flavor right here at home.
Absolutely. They're going to bring this this series of concerts back downtown again this year. There was a couple of years where they took it over to the Highmark Stadium, as you know, in Station Square. But now it's going to be back on Liberty Avenue, which is really, really exciting. There's another aspect of this that I find just fascinating, too, is that Janice works with Amtrak to do a jazz train from New York and Philadelphia. Ah. They sell that program out every year. It's sold out again this year. I think it's just phenomenal what she's done to make sure that there's awareness outside of the market to bring people into Pittsburgh to really experience that level of culture that we have in our jazz scene.
That is such a great idea. By the way, if you haven't ridden a train, it is really relaxing. You know, you kind of just kick back the views. You can enjoy really views you don't get any other way because of where the tracks go. And then to add a jazz entertainment element, that's really cool.
Yeah, agreed. It'd be a lot of fun. I want to do it one of these days. I need to make sure that I plan far enough ahead to get my tickets before it sells out.
Speaking of planning far ahead, I know the draft is coming. We hear about it periodically, but I know Visit Pittsburgh is fully immersed.
We are. There is a lot going on. This obviously is the time where the NFL is in full planning mode with us and our partners at the Steelers. There's some really exciting developments taking place in and around the draft. We'll have a lot more news about what's going on with the draft site, transportation plans, parking plans, all of those types of details will start coming out over the next few months as they become more identified. But it really is an exciting time. But then, of course, before we get to the draft, we've got Dublin on the horizon. So that's also going to be exciting.
I'm heading there a week from today. I'll be doing my show a week from Friday from Dublin. And then Steelers play at Croke Park Stadium on Sunday. That'll air at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, so you can have your breakfast and watch the Steelers play. But you know, Jared, Dublin is going to be taken over by Steelers fans.
Oh, absolutely. Croke Park, what is the capacity? A little over 83,000. That game is, as you know and has stated, that has been sold out and oversold for a long time. So it really is going to be an incredible scene. Obviously, the Vikings fans will show up, but I think to your point, no one shows up like a Steelers fan.
Yeah, and give us some sense of how important a showcase for our Pittsburgh team to be in Ireland to the rest of the world.
Well, there's so many levels to the importance of that game being in Ireland, obviously starting with the Rooney's deep family ties to Ireland, of course. But beyond that, there's a fandom that's in Ireland and throughout the UK that are really tied to the team. That's an opportunity for us to go over, talk about Pittsburgh in a broader sense and making sure we're promoting Pittsburgh to all of the potential travel consumers that are in that market. Obviously, we have the British Airways connection to London, so relatively easy to get from Ireland over to Pittsburgh with one stop through Heathrow. We're partnering with PA Tourism. We'll be over there with the Steelers. The Steelers have put together a really incredible...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Itinerary for that entire weekend, have invited a lot of their local partners to come along. So we're so appreciative of Art Rooney and their support of making sure that we're promoting Pittsburgh abroad. But like I said, we'll be there with PA Tourism hand in hand, meeting with travel trade media and really talking about Pittsburgh in a big way.
You going down Dublin?
That we are.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. Jared, we'll see you in Ireland, and thanks this morning. Keep up the great work.
Look forward to it. Always a pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. Jared Bacher, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh, and if you haven't, visitpittsburgh.com. Even if you live here, you're born here, you'll learn some things and some fun stuff to do. Aaron, so a week from tomorrow, I'm going to be doing my show, our show. It's our show. From Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you had to predict, will it be raining?
You know what? I did look at the forecast, and it says temperatures in the upper 50s.
Oh, my.
I know, we've been so...
You're going to get the fall weather there.
We've been so spoiled that with this weather. So...
Wow.
Let me take another look. Dublin. Well, you expect a little rain in Ireland, right?
Right.
If you know anything about Ireland.
Exactly.
And it's on an island. So the Dublin weather, let's see the forecast, 10-day forecast, since we're 10 days out from the game. You're looking at temperatures in the 50s for next week. And then a lot of fans will be starting to head over. All right, the 10-day forecast. A little better now. Seems like it'll be wet early in the week and then dry. Highs of 62 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And keep your fingers crossed for Sunday with just low chances of a shower popping up on an island. That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
We'll take it. And by the way, Michael Bartley, who's all Irish, will be manning the studio here with you, Aaron. So that's next Friday.
I can't
Friday.
Wait.
Looking forward. We'll bring you the flavor of whatever it is we encounter.
Right.
This day, we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see the good doctor on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. Now, normally you have a Buccos hat on today. What's that hat? United
States.
It's
the 250th anniversary.
Oh, that's coming. That's a big celebration for next year.
That's a big one. That's right. So I like this hat.
So I just in June, we celebrated the United States Army's 250th.
Wow.
Next month, the United States Navy's 250. November 10th. Yeah. The United States Marine Corps 250th.
Wow.
Imagine what that party will be like in Philadelphia.
No kidding.
And by the way, Paul's late father was a United States Marine. Paul, we appreciate your dad's service.
Hoorah!
And tonight, I'll be MC for the Marine Corps Scholarship Fund, where they help veterans of the Marine Corps and corpsmen of the Navy with their children's scholarships. So it's a great event, great night.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I appreciate you supporting the armed forces, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Every one of my family.
And, you know, before we get to our questions from the listeners, one of the things that always gets me is when these service dogs for the military, the attachment they have with those animals is remarkable, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable because of the training that goes into those dogs and how much time they spend, you know, one-on-one with those dogs is amazing. And so, and then those dogs can save their life. You know, it's a many times you talk to them about those stories and it's amazing. Even the police officers that I locally, some of them have incredible stories where they just dropped their guard for 1 second and their dog was there to save them.
Yeah, they're a special, special breed. All right, yeah. Let's get to Mary Beth in Mount Lebanon wants to know, Dr. Mike, with cooler nights ahead, do I need to change how I care for my senior dog to keep her comfortable?
You know, I like that you're thinking about that, Mary Beth. Some of them do get, especially the shorter hair and older ones, the senior pets, like you said, they get more stiff in this chilly weather as it starts to cool down. And it's a great idea, you know, provide them with cushions, maybe even a nice blanket. I tried providing one that where they'd lay on. You can get those. They lay on the mattress and it gets warm for them. But my dog didn't like that. My senior dog didn't like it. I don't know why. Waste of money on him. But all the younger dogs love it. But they have things like that. I think it's a great idea. But if they're still really acting stiff, trouble getting up, that's when you want to see the vet because we can give some medications to relieve that. But I love that you're thinking about that. That's a great idea.
Dr. Mike, Andrea in Fox Chapel says her dog chases squirrels more than ever in the fall. Is that normal? And also she wants to know, how can she keep him safe on walks? She's concerned about rabies.
You know, great. Another great question. So the squirrels, they get really active this time of year. It's part of their, you know, it taps into their natural instinct. They're starting to prepare for winter. And so then it attracts dogs because they're scurrying around and the dogs see them as the squirrels are trying to collect food to get prepared. And so you do see more interactions this time of year. Usually the squirrels get away, but not always. And if there is an interaction, you know, always see your vet, keep your rabies vaccine current on your dog. I would recommend leashes always. Don't let them loose near wooded areas. I know some people tend to do that. And if there is an interaction, then certainly see your vet. But the worry about rabies or risk of rabies from a squirrel is very low, even though we all hear about it, because they usually get killed in the contact of a rabid animal. So you don't hear about rabies in squirrels very often. Maybe one or two cases in the United States, but that's about it.
You know, Doc, I've seen these videos pop up where people's cats go out and snatch mice and rodents and even rats and bring them in sometimes when the owner's sleeping in bed and thinks they're doing a good thing by dropping it off on the bed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You don't want
that.
Yeah,
bring them a gift.
Look what I did. Look what I got,
yeah.
Right?
No kidding. And they're the ones that usually come in contact with the squirrels, not so much the dogs. You know, snakes and predators, the prey animals, the you know, raptors, eagles, hawks, things like that. And but you hear about the cats often too.
All right, Doc, from Mark in Carnegie, do pets need extra flea and tick protection as the seasons change? I heard the ticks are really bad.
Oh, boy, we talk about that a lot. The fall, so here we are, May and September are the peak months for deer tick and here in western Pennsylvania. So we're in a nightmare season. There are loads and loads. I mean, look at this dry weather we've been having and warm weather. And you can't, in my property, you can't walk out 10 yards and not come back with ticks. And I mean that if you go into the wooded area. And so keep them year-round. You don't need to give extra. Just keep it year-round. And then remember that tip about the Listerine and water, the original Listerine. Fill up a spray bottle 90% with that original Listerine, the rest of it with water. Shake it up. Spray it over the dog's coat before you go out. And you can spray it over your clothes, too, in your pants. It helps to repel them, as well as you have the tick medicines that will kill them if it gets past that. If they bite the dog, it will kill those ticks. But Those are good tips this time of year. There are enormous numbers of ticks out there.
We're going to hose off Paul before he goes away for the weekend with Listerine.
You know, I was just going to say that we can start referring to this product as Dr. Mike's cologne.
Nice. TikTok.
Yeah, but no minty fresh.
All right, Doc, original. Before you go, we got a bonus question. Aaron, what do you got?
We got a caller, Doc, that said she has a kitten for the first time, and this kitten is using her as an attack toy.
Oh, no.
What does she do?
Well, congratulations.
Need catnip.
Maybe you get a can of coins or something that makes a pretty loud noise that rattles them. As soon as they start to attack, you can start shaking them. A spray bottle, but with water. Please don't use alcohol or vinegar. You know, in the fine stream can deter them from doing that. And that I do recommend because that's playful for a kitten, but that can hurt. I had one that attacked my leg. I had shorts on one time and literally bit me and clawed me. I was like, and it was playing, but boy, it hurt. So it's a, and then occasionally those day of reckonings where, you know, their mother grabs them by the scruff. Now, I don't want children doing this, but the mother grabs them by the scruff and it has a paralytic reflex where they just kind of pull their back legs up. So doing that too can help instruct them as well. And then redirecting them maybe to something that they can scratch or chew on and a toy or something of that nature. So, but congratulations on the new kitten. You're in for a load of fun.
You can use the same spray bottle here with your coworkers. Doc, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Sounds great. Take care.
All right. The good Dr. Mike Hutchins.
Going to lead to the question, why does the newsroom smell like Listerine?
Not only does it keep ticks away, it keeps people away, too.
This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society.
There's Governor Josh Shapiro in York County after three police officers were gunned down and two more critically injured, ambushed, trying to serve a warrant.
Absolutely devastating and heartbreaking. And as you pointed out, in terms of loss of life for our police officers in this state, one of the worst days in our history.
And now we're waiting to find out some of the details of which officers were involved and from which departments, for example.
With the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
And for those comments, Larry, ABC has decided to preempt indefinitely Jimmy Kimmel Live.
That was part of his monologue, a sentence on Monday night. So by the time we got to Wednesday night, they had determined that they were going to yank the show, as you said, indefinitely. And this has touched off a firestorm of the free speech and who can do what when.
Yeah, the two large owner groups and other people who own a lot of TV stations around the country, Nexstar and Sinclair, told ABC they weren't going to clear or air Jimmy Kimmel's show until further notice. And so the network responded with that last night. Now, the Patriots are next for the Steelers at Foxborough.
We've got to be better. We got to strategize better. We got to play better. We got to divide the labor up a little better. Some of that's been challenging with some of the attrition, but that's what we're paid to do, and I'm excited about addressing it this week.
Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin get ready for on the road against the Patriots, where, Paul, you pointed out now it's different teams, different coaches, except for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, they're 1-5 in Foxborough under Tomlin, and the only time they won was when Brady wasn't quarterback.
Well, guess what? Brady's not there.
Hey.
But former Steeler Mike Vrabel, who was a linebacker with the black and gold, is their head coach.
I expect that's going to be a good game, Larry.
He is a football guy, and he played for the Patriots for many years, won a bunch of Super Bowls, too. So it should be a good matchup. And then following that, Steelers will head to Dublin, Ireland to be the designated home team at Croke Park Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings.
See if I can find out real quickly here what the line is. Right now, the Steelers are, 1.5-point road favorites.
That's pretty rare.
Usually you get 3 points for being at home.
And I'm always amazed at how close, in many cases, that those line predictors are.
Isn't it amazing?
It really
is. It's uncanny.
It's remarkable. Thank you, Paul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.